am I really worth receiving this goodness? Am I worth receiving this love? Am I worth receiving this interest in my life, this care for my life?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
On today's program, if we get nothing else, we are hoping that the Spirit of God will communicate to all of us, God says, you're worth it. Not anything of us, not anything of our performance or having earned or merited it, but God, by the gift of His Son, has declared, you're worth it.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Well, welcome to the fast track. The fast track of spiritual growth. Teresa, we're talking all week long about God's plan for accelerating your journey in Christlikeness.
David and Teresa Ferguson, and this is Great Commandment Radio. Daily, biblical, practical how-tos. How-tos for loving God. How-tos for loving others. How-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments. Christlikeness. If we could get you on the fast track toward Christlikeness, that would probably be a pretty good thing, wouldn't it? We could all stand a little help in being more Christlike. Well, today we continue our series, The Fast Track for Spiritual Growth. Today you'll learn how we were designed to need God. Probably got that one. And we were also designed to need others. Well, to explain, back to David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
Thanks for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. You'll find some free to download stuff that'll be a blessing to you. You'll be able to listen 24/7 over the internet to our programs. And you'll find the resource for the week, a trilogy of books from our friend Max Lucado. In today's program, we're going to focus upon what does it take for God to really allow us to live out this exceeding abundance that He promises in Scripture. One of the things that is challenging us with is that you need God and you need other people. Now, Teresa, we're going to be talking about self-reliance today, so get ready.
You're pinching my toes already.
I know. Folks, what we're going to be talking about is that abundance in the Christian life is really only experienced as you and I realize that we do need an intimate, loving relationship with God, and we need other people. You know, for many of us, we're challenged with a reality that Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying, and as He prays, He looks at three human beings, Peter, James, and John, and He says, can you come pray with me just 1 hour? Now, Teresa, I know in my own life, I remember years ago having to deal with that passage, trying to teach other about it, and realizing I had never really asked another human being to pray for me. All of a sudden, I was challenged with a thought. Now, if Jesus needs not only a relationship with His Heavenly Father, but also the supportive prayer of Peter, James, and John, it would be okay if I did. It's a real challenge for some of us to realize that our spiritual growth oftentimes is hindered by self-reliance. So tell us a little bit about the characteristics of a self-reliant person.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you for that great introduction. Characteristics of a self-reliant person would be almost could kind of put this wall of protection up around them that says, I don't need you. I can handle it myself. And when I do, I'll let you know. And so that's kind of my characteristics of what a self-reliant person is. And most of the time, they don't get to the point that they want to be vulnerable with what those needs are, so they just keep doing it themselves over and over and over, thinking they can do it better, thinking they can do it right. Takes too much time, so they might as well do it themselves. You don't care anyway. And we have all these thoughts that we say to ourselves that keep us in this self-reliant mode.
All right, so we got walls of protection.
Right.
A lack of vulnerability.
Self-reliance.
I'll just take care of it myself.
That's right.
And so let's play that out in a marriage. So you could get to the point where, out of a self-reliant, you could say, I'm not going to tell you what I need.
But I'm sure upset when you don't figure it out.
Now, that is an interesting vulnerability on your part.
That's called sick.
And so marriages could be challenged out there today with that challenge that says, I'm not going to let you know what I need, but I'm upset it's not happening.
I get my feelings hurt, and then I get more self-reliant because I think you don't care.
And all along, you haven't let me know you
had
a need.
But I want you to figure it out. I want you to figure it out.
There are some other characteristics possibly behind these walls of protection. So that for some of us in our self-reliant mode, we build up these walls of protection. And behind those walls, though, there's sometimes a little anxiety.
Quite a bit of fear.
Quite a bit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that, we might try to sometimes control things, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the ways I cope with my fear is I control things so I don't have to be afraid of them.
Well, and one of the ways is if I fear telling you because I fear you may not want to, or I fear that you don't care. And so until we face those fears and open our mouths and ask for help, we're left in that darkness of fear.
And one of the most painful parts of this self-reliant journey is behind those walls of protection, not only is there this anxiety and this fear, sometimes attempting to control. But as you have sometimes said, you're oftentimes behind those walls very alone. How about you? Is it possible that some of your abundance in the Christian life is being hindered behind the walls of self-protection? On today's program, we're going to be exploring the truth that can be a part of setting you free. And the truth is, you know what? You need an intimate, loving relationship with Jesus Christ, and you also need loving relationships with other people around you. Within your own marriage, family, the church, whether you're married or single, God's made beautiful provision for relationships in order that you would be not alone. But that only happens as we explore the reality that self-reliant is not the way God intended. Now, Teresa, for you, as you've commented, this past year or so has been a real fast track on your spiritual growth. And you, not too long ago, were challenged with really just some reflections. In fact, God using our friend Max Lucado and some of his writings to explore in your life where some of the origins of that self-reliance came from. This might be helpful for our listeners to hear a little bit of how God helped you see some of the origins of that we each might explore some of that in our own lives.
You know, in reality, David, what we start telling ourselves at a very early age is there may not be anybody there, so I do feel like I have to do it myself. Or there may be a point of fear that enters in that makes us feel like we are alone, we are abandoned, so we have to do it ourselves. And as I started praying, I was really meditating on this past year on, you know, why God, why am I self-reliant? What's going on in me that I am self-sufficient? And it went back to a hurt. It went back to a fear. And God showed me this. I was meditating on a chapter in Max's book, and he was talking about his daughter trusting him. Mm. And that's a big area, of course. If we don't trust God, we have a tendency to fear and do it ourselves. And so as I was praying, God showed me this chapter, and it was a chapter about his daughter. And she was standing on the bed, and she was telling Max to back up because she was wanting to jump off the bed into Max's arms, trusting that he would catch her. And he said, as she kept telling me to back up, he had a little fear in himself that, you know, she was going to back him up too far and he wasn't going to be able to. But sure enough, she jumped through the air and his arms were stretched out to catch her. As soon as I read that, God immediately brought a memory, and it was the memory of a time when Dad wanted us to learn to swim. He wanted us to be safe. But Dad didn't know how to teach us to swim, and so his method in teaching us how to swim was just throw us in the deep water, and we had to get to the other side by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And God basically said, Teresa, this is a point of self-reliance and fear that you learned at a very early age. Mm-hmm. And God wanted to heal that memory so it wasn't no longer a part of me and controlling me. And to do that, I had to ask for somebody else to come into my life and help remove that aloneness. And we were in England, and I called you in. You were getting ready, and I called you in. I shared that story with you, and you were able to sit with me. And we talked about it, and you hugged me, and we prayed over it. And I believe God healed me from that. I think I'm getting better.
You are getting better. And, you know, that's, I think, for many of us, a real touching and insightful picture of how God, the great physician, could kind of reach inside each of our hearts, even at points of pain and sadness, the points of loss where these walls of protection have been built up, and he can begin to remove those. And he does so as he lovingly challenges us with the truth that he created us to need not only an intimate relationship with him, but also the fellowship within the body of Christ. He's created us to need those friends, those loved ones, those spouses who can come alongside and impart to us a little of the life and the love of Jesus. That's what our program's about today, removing some of the hindrances that can sidetrack our spiritual growth. How about you? Do you sense in your heart a longing to get on the fast track of more of God's exceeding abundance in your spiritual growth? We're glad you've joined us today. Be sure and visit us at greatcommandment.net. Get a hold of Max's book, a trilogy of books from a dear friend, Max Lucado. Hey, I remember when you and I had the privilege to have lunch with he and his wife and his kids. And I remember seeing Max interact with his kids in a very loving, tender way.
It was. It was very funny.
And just as you're describing off the pages of this book about a loving father who is really experiencing a depth of great trust from his daughter, my heart continues to be touched with, that's how God is toward us. He can be trusted. We're glad you've joined us today. Our teaching segment, we want to explore together. You need God, and you need others. It'll bless you. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. Now, they've reminded you, and I will do likewise, please visit our website. Each day, an absolutely free and very practical download for you on how to get on the fast track for spiritual growth. And you can send it to anyone you love. You got our permission. Absolutely free, very important, literally life-changing. And speaking of life-changing, Teresa has mentioned how life-changing the material from Max Lucado has been. He's been a longtime supporter and friend of this ministry. And so this week we have put together three of his best in what we're calling the Max Lucado Trilogy. It's part of this week's resource collection, and it will also help support this local Christian radio station. And that is a big deal to us, and it should be a big deal to you. The Max Lucado Trilogy, you can order your set at greatcommandment.net. The trilogy includes The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace, the Max Lucado Trilogy, and other resources and workshops and church connections and much, much more, all at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. More of Great Commandment Radio right after this break. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
Again, one of us in the room here is occasionally receiving challenged.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
And you keep bringing this up, and I'm going to keep back at you, bud.
And so a part of what it seems takes place when, even when good things are coming our way.
That's right.
When people are caring for us, maybe people are trying to love us, people are trying to give to us, and yet at times it's kind of almost not sticking.
It's like water going through a sieve.
We're not really receiving it. And we have come to find that one of the most common underlying challenges there is a question.
Am I worth it?
Am I worth it?
Mm-hmm. That's a hard question to ask.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. Our topic this week on the fast track for spiritual growth. Did you know that God created you to need Him? You probably have heard that. You probably knew that. Did you know that God created you to need others? And that the two are connected, and they're the only way to get on and stay on the fast track for spiritual growth. To explain just a little bit better, let's go to a Relational Foundations course with Dr. David Ferguson.
I want you to imagine looking intently into the mirror of the Word of God. The book of James says that as we look intently upon this mirror, we become not just a hearer, but a doer of the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 talks about as we behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, we are transformed into that very same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit. And this next time together, we're going to talk about what are we doing with the Scriptures. We're going to talk about what we sometimes call a forgotten purpose of truth. Are we doing everything we need to be doing with the mirror of the Word of God? You see, as we sense that maybe the Spirit is taking us back out of the complexity of our irrelevant religion and activities and events and the preoccupation with worldly things, physical things, and bringing us back to the foundations of a church that did turn the world upside down, we begin that relational foundation with the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. And we all know that we know of Christ as the Spirit brings revelation and gives testimony to Him in this book. That Jesus would be the one that says, "These words I say are spirit and life." And so it's only fitting that a part of this relational foundation that maybe God is trying to challenge us to get back to is the centrality of Jesus and then what we do with this book. Why is there so much knowledge of the Word and yet so few saints in whom we see the sanctified work of the Spirit?
Dr. David Ferguson, this material from the Relational Foundations training course, and you can order it along with the DVD or audio CD and other resources for parenting and single adults and single agains and marriage and much, much more at greatcommandment.net, the home of the daily free download. This week, every day, a free download on helping you get on the fast track for spiritual growth. And also this week's resource, the Max Lucado Trilogy. We'll have a cut from Max coming up in our next segment, so stay tuned. Order the Max Lucado Trilogy, which includes The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace, or get your free download or other resources, or find out about our Great Commandment Network of Churches, all that and much, much more at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. David and Teresa back online next on Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
I had done a really bad job of leading a very self-reliant life.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
This is the first time I've heard this, folks.
I had left you out of a whole lot of my life, and I was kind of doing my own thing, and I left you to kind of do your own thing, and then we kind of came together occasionally for the sake of the kids, and it was a pretty lonely marriage, and God began to work in my heart to say, this thing's supposed to be a partnership. It's not supposed to be a solo deal.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, and you know, in this closing time, we're going to hear another little story from our friend Max Lucado, and I think it'll be a humorous encounter, but an insightful one as he tells a story about a time with his daughter. And as we do, I hope that you'll be listening for the reality that we had of God who cares. He really has blessed us with relationships with other people that are a source of his blessing in our lives. Listen as Max shares with us, and then we'll have some closing homework for you.
A few months ago, I took our three daughters, Jenna, who is now age 10, and Andrea, who is 8, and Sarah, who is 5. This was probably closer to a year ago. And in one of our evening devotionals, I really thought I came up with a pretty neat idea. I got the two oldest daughters, and I told Jenna, I said, I want you to wear a blindfold, and we put a blindfold on her. And I had Andrea go across the living room and stand against the wall. And Jenna was on the other side of the room, and Sarah and I sat on the couch in the middle. Andrea, the one without the blindfold, was given the instructions to guide Jenna, the one with the blindfold, across the room. To tell her how to walk. Take 5 steps forward. Now stop. There's the couch. 3 steps to the right. Okay, now forward. Back up. That's the lamp. And so Andrea was given the task of guiding Jenna through the laundry basket and the vacuum cleaner and the couch. And then we swapped out, and I let Jenna guide Andrea. And then we processed. I said, what do you think? They were unanimous. We don't like this, Dad. Not one bit, they said. We don't like it. It's hard to walk where you can't see. It's not easy to walk in the dark. We don't either, do we? We don't either. We don't like walking where we can't see, and we would agree, wouldn't we, that it's hard to walk in the dark? But that's what we have. That's where we are. Every one of us has something in common. Each one of us is bound by one common fact, and that is we're walking in the dark. Not one of us can see 1 second into the future. Not 1 second. There is absolutely no guarantee that I will finish this sentence. Whew. There is absolutely no certainty we will finish this message. We assume we will, we hope we will, but all of us know that we do not know. None of us are guaranteed 1 inch, 1 baby step, 1 tiny peek into the future. It is simply not guaranteed.
Well, on tomorrow's Great Commitment Radio program, you'll hear the rest of that story from Max, and hope you'll join us. And, Teresa, in these closing few moments, let's give a little challenge of homework to our listening audience. You first from your own journey, and then a closing thought I'll share.
You know, it is all about trust. It is trusting God, but it's not just trusting God. It's trusting God that He could work through other relationships so that we are not alone, so that we're not independent and self-sufficient. So who do you need to trust today?
Yeah, who do you need to trust today? Maybe you could start with just someone in your life. Being vulnerable with a need, it would really mean a lot to me if we could just have some fun time together. I would really enjoy it if we could maybe have a date together as husband and wife. I'm really looking forward to us having a little family time together. Maybe you could be vulnerable with a need of prayer. Maybe for some of us, you could be a little bit like me. It's been a long time since you just asked another friend to pray for you. How about you? Could you embrace the truth that we really do need God? But we also, like Teresa says, need to trust other people. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our journey on the fast track for spiritual growth.
David and Teresa Ferguson, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you in advance for visiting our website. That's why we give you a free download every day, something that we call good news you can use and put into practice in the next 24 hours. Today, material on getting on and staying on the fast track for spiritual growth. It's absolutely free for anyone you know or love, even for yourself. It's all at greatcommandment.net. There, also order this week's resource collection. It helps support this ministry, most of all, and most importantly, it helps support this local Christian radio station. And this resource collection will help support you in your journey toward Christ-likeness. A trilogy of material from Max Lucado, including The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace. You don't want to miss this opportunity to own this library of Max Lucado material, all available at greatcommandment.net. There you can also find a church home or get your church involved in our Great Commandment network of churches, or training opportunities, resources, confidential counseling, much, much more, all at www.greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. Order your Max Lucado Trilogy today. And join us tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio when we find out how you really see people.
Teresa, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Kind of picking on me.
It's about time.
Of trying to see the fast track of spiritual growth take place in your husband.